Just for sure. Yesterday, just said, Coach, I think I'm ready to go. And that's what it always was for me. If he'd never said it all season, I'd have been fine with that too. I mean, just it had to be completely up to him to say, Coach, I'm ready to go. I feel good about it. Because I didn't want him to feel any pressure of playing in the game. And I know you hear a lot of stuff on the outside of, and he probably hear a lot of stuff. The team needs you, wants you to play. Of course, we'd love to have him on the floor, but I want him to be about him and feeling good about that. And, you know, the great thing about him, he just says, Coach, I want to help the team. You know, it wasn't about I want to do this, I want to do that. I want to help the team win games and whatever that takes. And I think he gets a lot of I think he doesn't get enough credit, in my opinion, as a defender. You know, outside of most young guys coming out of high school, there are things you have to work on defense, but his length, his athleticism, his ability to cover ground defensively. You know, 6'10", he's long. That is hard to go against when you got multiple guys out there with size and length. And I think he can cover a lot of ground defense. But he can score the ball. He can go inside. He can go outside. He can make shots. He can put the ball on the floor. So he brings a lot of dimensions to the game. But he's a presence on the floor, so you have to identify him. The good thing is the mentality that he had when he left, you want that same mentality, the mentality to score, to be aggressive, to be a competitive person. Because, again, it's not as if he's coming in as just a rebounder or just a defensive stopper. He's a guy that has a presence on the floor, so it helps other guys around him when you have another guy that can make a play and can score the ball.